would you say, Brother Mo? Nobody?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. Man. Stand to your feet. We have a word. Amen. We have a word from heaven. Amen. Turn to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Amen. When you get there, can you acknowledge by saying amen?
Amen.
Philippians, the fourth chapter. I'll be reading at the beginning at the 11th verse. Amen. And I'm reading from the King James Version. The 11th verse. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Amen for the reading of God's word, and that's where I want to end right there. Amen. This is one of the most bookmarked verses in the Bible. It's one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. Amen. You see it on t-shirts, posters, bumper stickers, billboards, sports gear, even the eye black that's on some of the sports players and wall decorations. It is a verse that instills hope. That is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It instills hope. It is a verse that provides confidence. It's a verse that becomes a rally point to an individual. While this may be one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, it is also the least understood verse in the Bible. Now you're saying, how can that be? Do you really know what this verse is saying? I'm not standing here to rain on your little parade about this verse. It may be your favorite verse, but that's not what I'm here to do. I do not want to ruin Philippians chapter 4 and 13 for you. I hope to do the opposite and make it more meaningful to you. But I don't want you to take it out of context, as I've heard it so often being done. For example, let's say I focus on this verse before a sports event. I'm going into the competition thinking that I can do it through Christ who gives me strength. What if the person on the other side of the ball is also a Christian claiming this same verse? Who will Christ strengthen? Amen. You got two Christians that are competing in a competition. All right. Will it end in a draw? Or was the Christian who won looked up more favorable by the Lord than the other one who lost? What happened when I claim this verse and I suffer defeat? Does this mean that I'm not a child of God? Does the Lord care who wins a sporting event? Watch my lips. No. I'm sorry. He does not care. That is a man-made event that benefits only a man. It does not benefit God in no shape, form, or fashion. Amen?
Amen.
I can prove it to you. I can go in more depth to you, but a sporting event has absolutely nothing to do with Christ. Right. Nothing. It only benefits that owner. The owner is the only one that benefits from that sporting event. And the people that's on the 40-man roster or whatever roster it is, those are only people that that man cares about. But see, this is how I know that God doesn't care about sporting events, because see, the Bible said that God so loved the world. That includes everybody. But see, our owner is only concerned about those who are on his payroll. So what I'm saying is, it's easy to misunderstand a verse like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. We normally take it to mean something like, I can do anything I set my mind to if I simply believe. That is, I can achieve my personal goal by faith. Get this job, win this game, ace this test. But this verse has little or nothing to do with our personal achievements in the face of severe odds. Wow. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. This verse has become a catchphrase to mean I can do anything, whatever I feel like doing, God is going to give me the power to do it right there, and that's not true. Wow. So when it don't happen, these words become a torture instead of words of comfort.
All right.
Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
See, these words become now, because you failed at something, now it becomes a torture to you, because you like, well, I didn't do it. I didn't get it. So now it's a torture to you because you didn't accomplish what you have set out to do. That's because you applied it the wrong way. I can do all things. You're saying that you can do all things. See, sometimes we look at these celebrities and these sport, you know, people, and we allow them to basically interpret the scriptures for us. And we don't realize that they leave out half the scriptures. They say, I can do all things. Yeah, that's positive thinking, but you cannot do all things.
All right.
But see, they leave off the through Christ. And then they're not applying it to the situation that it's supposed to be applied to.
All right.
So what did Paul mean? Paul wrote these words while sitting shackled as a prisoner for preaching the gospel of Christ. He wasn't sitting in a locker room. Amen?
Amen.
He wasn't sitting behind a desk. He wasn't at home with his feet propped up saying that he can come up with this event or achieve this goal. That's not what he's saying. He is in prison, facing some of the worst trials of his life. Despite the threat of pain and death, he realized that God gives us strength in ways that go beyond the good times and even everything, you know, and even the times of everything that feels like it's okay. The strength of Christ reaches down into our turmoil and pain. Jesus Christ's power and grace rest upon believers to enable them to do all that he has asked them to do.
All right.
The Lord will give us power to do anything he, God, wants us to do.
All right.
Within the circle of his will, there are no impossibilities. It's not about our achievements at all. It's about Christ's achievement and a constant dependence on him regardless of our state or our situation.
All right.
Paul was not talking about personal achievements here. This is why this verse is always misquoted. Paul is not talking about no personal achievements right here. This is why I always say you got to read the scriptures before and after to understand what is going on. And all you're getting, get an understanding. If we are Christians, Christ is our Lord, and we are bought with a price, It's not about our dreams, our goals, our agendas, and getting God to assist us with them. It's about Christians like Paul doing God's will, working out God's salvation plan, even when it involves suffering and loss and hunger. Understand this context. Paul was addressing. He's not talking about looking toward victory and claiming it in Christ. He speaks more of struggle. Paul could be victorious in every situation. Paul overcame all kinds of adversity, imprisonment, beaten, whipped, shipwreck, danger of death several times, hunger, thirst, all of this stuff Paul was dealing with. And Paul said, through Christ, who strengthens me, I'm able to deal with all this. He wasn't saying, through Christ, I can score this touchdown. Through Christ, I can win this goal. No, he's not. He's saying, all of this that has taken place in my life, it is because of Christ that I'm able to speak to you right now, that I'm able to write Philippians to you in the prison cell.
All right.
Amen. Amen. That's what Paul is talking about. You too can overcome through Christ.
All right.
Not what Paul himself could do. Paul was not a superhuman. This is not just positive thinking or self-discipline. Through Christ, knowing Christ, having a relationship with him, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The Lord will give us power to do anything he wants us to do. As long as it's within God's circle, and then he will give us the ability to do the impossibilities.
Amen.
For example, real good example, Peter knew this secret. He knew that if it was left up to him, he wouldn't be able to walk on the water. But he also knew that if the Lord told him to do it, he then knew that he can do it. As soon as Jesus said, come, Peter's foot was out of the boat. Why? Because he knew that he can do it in Christ.
That's right. That's right.
That is the difference. Now, the impossibility is like, you go out there, you walk on water, you better know how to swim. Amen?
Amen?
You go out there and you better hope you can swim. But if Christ is involved in what you're trying to do, if the Lord says come, you better believe that your foot needs to start going towards his word. Why? Because God will be with you every step of the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ordinarily, a mountain will not slide into the sea at my command.
All right.
But listen to this. Listen to this. But if that mountain stands between me and the accomplishments of the will of God, then I can say, be removed, and it will get out of my way. Why? Because this mountain is standing in between what God has asked me to do. Now, what mountain could it be? It could be any mountain. It could be Mount Everest, or it could be a problem, whatever that mountain may be in your life. If I tell it to be removed, it will be removed as long as God gave me the command to say it. So what it boils down to is that God will provide strength to bear any trial. He will enable me to resist every temptation and conquer every habit. He will strengthen me to have a clean thought life, to have pure motives, and to always do the thing that pleases God's heart. So if I'm not getting the strength to accomplish something, if I am threatened with physical, mental, and emotional collapse, then I may well question if I have missed his will. Then I have to question, am I seeking my own desires? It is possible to miss it, because sometimes we can have a good idea or a good thought, and we'll think God has told us that. Nope, you better make sure. Because if God tells you to do something, trust me, he will supply the power. I'm going to show y'all something before you leave here. You're going to understand what I'm saying if you don't understand now. You really going to understand when I get done with you. This morning, this verse is going to have a new meaning to you. Amen? So, here's the thing. It is important to know that we are moving forward in God's plan. Then we can have the confidence that his grace will sustain us. And empower us. Amen?
All right.
So whatever Christ has for you to do, I'm trying to tell you he will supply the power.
All right.
Y'all follow what I'm saying? Amen. He's going to supply the power. So whatever gift he gives you, he will give you the power to exercise that gift. A gift is a manifestation of the Spirit of God in the life of the believer. As long as you function in Christ, you will have power.
All right.
Now, Paul is not saying that we can do all things. That's not what Paul is saying. Now, and here's the thing. I'm not saying that I can run fast like a jackrabbit. That's not possible. Okay? That's me saying that. I can't do all things, but I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength to do it. Now, as I said, we need to read before and after. I thought about when I was studying, and I was studying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. But then, as I was reading this verse, I was studying and, you know, about Paul and his life. And then I said, hold up. You know, my grandfather always taught me, you always got to read ahead and find out what's going on. Uh-huh. Why did he make this comment? So to break it down to you a little bit more plainer, I can do all things through Christ. Now, that sounds good. We like that. We like that. This verse is not a blank check. It is not as if Paul is saying, I can do anything I can dream up. No. If you read the context, he's speaking about the times, the difficulties of life. In verse 11, he said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith be to be content. And in verse 12, he said, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Now, let me summarize that. Let me put it to you in 2017. Sometimes I find myself with plenty of food, and sometimes I find myself with nothing to eat. Sometimes I have a roof over my head, and sometimes I don't. I know what it's like to have some money. I know what it's like not to have some money. I know what it's like to be flat broke. I've learned to be content no matter what my situation is. I've learned through the power of Jesus Christ that I can face whatever comes my way. If it's good, I can enjoy it. If it's not so good, I can deal with it. Then he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Through all that he went through, all that he suffered, he is making a statement and saying, as long as I got Jesus Christ with me, no matter what I face, I can make it. That's what he's saying. He's writing this from prison, and he's saying no matter what situation I'm in, no matter how I find myself, I am content because the Lord is with me. He is giving me the strength to make it through.
All right.
And that's what we need. We need the strength of God to sustain us and to get us through these situations.
All right.
Paul knew that God was able to change his circumstances, mm-hmm. But see, God was more interested in changing Paul.
All right.
Not so much of his circumstances.
All right.
Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, sometimes we want God to change his problem for us, but God really wants to work on you.
All
right. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We like, God, can you fix this for me? God said, well, yeah, I'm going to fix you. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Well, Lord, can you fix this problem for me? Yeah, I'm working on it. You're the problem. See, we're looking at God to fix this over here, but God said, no, I'm going to fix you. You see what I'm saying? Because if God fix you, then you're going to fix the problem. Y'all don't believe me, do you? Y'all don't believe me. When they was messing up down there, God told Moses, stand back, I'm getting ready to. And Moses, if you destroy them, take my name out of the book of life. I don't want no part of it. God had fixed Moses. Y'all know how Moses was? Moses would have went down there and told them people, look, right? God knew that Moses was going to go down there and fix that problem. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, God had already fixed Moses. Now God was like, so I don't have to worry about that problem because my servant is going to go down there and fix it. That's the way that works. Amen? Sometimes we're looking for somebody else to do it. God is like, oh, I got somebody. You are the person. You do it. Amen. I can do all things in him strengthening me. Literally means this. I have strength for all things in him who strengthens me. The ideal is, in all things, I continue to be strong by the one who infuses the power into me. Y'all see what I'm saying? Yeah. Infuses the power into me. Let me put this teaching in this perspective. Through Jesus Christ, you can do everything God wants you to do this year. You can face everything he wants you to face. You can fight every battle he wants you to fight. You can obey every command. You can endure every trial. And you can overcome every temptation through Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen? So if God is in it, you can do it. So that brings it all together. If God is in your difficulty, you can face it. If God is somewhere in your failures, you can overcome it. If God is in your dreams will come to pass. If God is in your goals, you can achieve every single one of them. If God is in your prayers, he will not only hear them, but he will also answer them. Amen. Notice I said, if God is in it. You need to make sure God is in it. There's a lot of things we do and God is not in it.
All right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you wonder why the scripture ain't working. Because God is not in it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. For some of you all who don't understand the King James Version translation, that's what that's saying. Give me strength. The last part of the verse means to pour strength into. Some of us are so full of ourselves that we need to be emptied out so we can be poured into. Some of us, you know, we're so full of ourselves walking around, you can't pour nothing into it. Yeah, you need to be dumped out.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
Y'all ever seen somebody who the coffee ain't right or whatever? They just dump it. Uh-huh. You can't do nothing with that.
Yeah.
They just dump that out. They do it just like this, how you do. You dump it. You don't go and just put, no. You, something is bad, pitch that. Or if it's really bad, just chunk it. Some of us have to be done this way.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, once we are emptied out, and you know, sometimes there'd be some little fragments still in there, you just knock it on the side to get the rest of it out. Now, you can pour into it because it's empty. Okay? So, the last part of that verse, what it's saying, you know, God wants to pour into you. Okay? In, that means he wants to get inside of you. In Christ, God wants to get inside of you. A lot of us, sometimes we put up this brick wall. We ain't let nobody come in. God wants to pour his strength inside of you to allow you to do those things that people say can't be done. Amen? Now, in Philippians 4:13, totally, you know what this is more than positive thinking. This is more than positive thinking, which says if you can dream it, you can do it. And other purely secular approaches to life. It takes more than positive thinking.
All right.
You've got to have Christ inside of you. You got to have Christ inside of you. this is not a positive thinking message here. This is Christ being inside of you message. Amen? Now, let me say this. Does God give us a free pass so that what happens to others doesn't happen to us? No. Do we suffer? Yes. Do we have heartaches and disappointment? Yes. Do we see our dreams crumble? Yes. Do we face opposition? Yes. Do we get sick? Yes. Do we do our loved ones die? Yes. Do we know tragedy, tears, and death? Yes. All that anyone suffers, we suffer too. What makes the difference? Only one thing. Jesus Christ is within us. We have the power of the indwelling Christ that makes all the difference in the world. The difference between us that are going through the same thing that the world is going through, they don't have Christ. We do. That's the difference. You have Christ on the inside of you. See, is it enough? Yes, it is, having Christ on the inside of you. That's what you need to make it in this life. You can do all things through Christ. This year, if you rely on Jesus Christ, not on your own strength, not on your own power, not on your own wisdom, and not on your own ability to do things. But if you will say, Lord Jesus, this year I'm relying on you, then you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength. We often fail to recognize how much capacity for usefulness is in us. We need to understand that Jesus Christ wants to be in you to do those things that need to be done. All right. You remember the story of Samson? Samson took a jawbone and killed thousands of people. Yeah. Y'all remember that? Yeah. But you know that jawbone was just sitting there, useless, until Samson picked it up and made use of it. You understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying, sometimes you can feel useless, but when you get in the right hands, when you get in God's hands, God can make you very useful if you will allow him to come inside. This is where you say, I can through Christ. Now, let me say this to you. To make this clear, let me explain what I'm saying, and let me explain what I'm not saying, okay? I'm not saying I can do all things. Those are words of a boaster. I'm not saying I can do some things. Those are words of a doubter. But I am saying I can do all things through Christ. Those are the words of a believer. All right. Amen? That makes a difference. You can do in 2017 everything that God wants you to do. You can fulfill his will in your life. You can obey every command. You can endure every trial and overcome every temptation. You can do everything God wants you to do this year through Jesus Christ. Amen. So we need to leave here today with the renewed confidence in our divine call from God. Confidence. Remember when the king set out a decree and see, this is what we need, confidence. Mordecai had to convince Esther that she had a divine appointment from God himself. There was a decree that the king was getting ready to destroy God's people. And not even the queen could enter into the courts, okay? But is, there was a divine call on Esther to go and do what needs to be done. Now, what I'm saying is, she was able to do it because God was with her. Y'all follow me? See, it makes a difference when God is with you. When God is with you, you're able to overcome. You're able to do anything that God has set you out to do. She knew the decree of a king, and she said, no, not even the queen was allowed to enter before the king's throne uninvited. But she had a divine appointment. A divine appointment overrides human government. All right. The call and the purpose of God overrides the laws of man. In other words, God is with you. God is going to make sure that whatever needs to be done is done according to his word and according to his way.
That's right.
Amen. I want y'all to remember this because I'm going to show you some illustrations later. Mordecai said, in a sense, he said, I know what the decree of the king is saying. I heard it too. I wasn't deaf. I heard it. But you have been called by a higher king to stand between your people and their destruction. As long as she felt like she could not do it, her people were in danger of being destroyed. It was only when she was confident that she could do it that her people were spared. When you think you can, it will propel you to do what you think you can. Y'all follow me? If you don't think you can, chances are you never will. Amen? If you don't think you can have revival, then you more than likely never will. If you don't think you can have victory, it's unlikely that you will. If you don't think you can ever be set free, then more than likely you will never be set free. But if you ever get the attitude that says that I can, amen, and allow Christ to come inside of you, it will propel you into a different situation. It would also give you the confidence that you didn't have before. It will give you the confidence that you need right now. You may say that you can't, but when you get Christ inside of you, that can't, let me tell you something, changes from a can't to a can, because can comes before can't. Amen? Y'all follow? Y'all get that? I had to let that set for a little while. Y'all, did y'all ever know that can comes before can't? So, faith is more than positive thinking. It is nevertheless, God has never accomplished anything through folks who say, I can't. He has moved mountains, toppled kingdoms, and turned the world upside down with ordinary folks who says, I can. I can. Not I might, I should, I could, if. No, I can do all things through Christ. See, God reached those folks that says that I can do it through Christ. That's the folks that he reached. God uses people to accomplish his will in this world. Remember what the scripture says. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do God's work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Uh-huh. Amen. So he uses angels on occasion, and he uses animals on occasions. But most of all, God loves to use people. Yeah. Amen. God can use that. God just let you know his power, that I can use anything I want to use, but I'd rather use you. Yeah. You know, God looks among, he said, I want to use you today. God, I want to use you. God looks at people and he said, I can use this animal. I can use this over here, but I want to use you. That's the God we serve. God seeks out folks to use. God seldom uses the mighty, the power, the rich, or the influential. The reason is obvious. Too often such people are too full of themselves to be used of God. So let me make this clear. The phrase is not about the power of positive thinking. This is not some kind of pull yourself together with your shoelaces. This is not that type of sermon, that message that I'm trying to preach. It isn't a promise that you can do anything if you dream big dreams and reach the stars. No, the power, the secret is not in you. The power is in Christ Jesus. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. This is what this is talking about. Paul said it elsewhere. He said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He's saying that, I'm telling you, I'm living for Christ. As Jesus reminded his disciples, apart from me, you can do nothing.
All right.
You can do nothing, not by my might, nor by my power or by myself, but by the Spirit of God that I'm able to do this. Mm-hmm. Unless Jesus is in you, unless the Lord is in you, you won't be able to do it. Right. Let me tell you something. David didn't know how big Goliath was, but he knew in Christ Oh, I can do this. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Joshua didn't know that the land couldn't be conquered. But he knew in God, yes, it can. It makes a difference. You see what I'm saying? You have to know who you're serving. As long as you know who you're serving, you'll know it can be accomplished. Let me show you something as I get ready to close. Let me show you what this scripture is really saying to us this morning. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, some of you all are trying to picture this. You're trying to get this in your mind. Let me say this to you. My son, Jeremiah, I'm going to have him to come up. I'm the father. Jeremiah, come here. This is my son. Okay, now I'm going to call him to do a task. And I want him to do this task for me. Notice I said, I'm the father, he's the son. And I want him to do this task for me. Jeremiah, this is what I want you to do. I want you to stand right here, and I want you to jump to the end of this. Okay? Jump. Okay, now, he reached about right here, right? Okay, that's as far as he got. Now, this is my son. I called him to do a task. He did as what he can do, which is right here. Now, I called him, and I want him to do this task. So I'm going to give him the strength, because this is where the scripture comes. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now, I'm getting ready to inject him with some power to get what needs to be done. Now, I want you. Now, you see how he's rejoicing. He's rejoicing because he knows his daddy is getting ready to help him complete his goal. This is not something that we rehearse. This is something that God knew that would happen. So watch this. You ready? We're going to do this together. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. If you don't understand what the scripture is saying that if you do it in Christ, God has told you to do something, which is God's word. God is saying, I know how far you can go, but God is saying, I'm getting ready to inject you. I'm getting ready to give you the power to do what people don't think you can get done. But God is saying, what God is doing, I'm getting ready to lift you up. I'm getting ready to turn you around. Place your feet on the solid ground. God is getting ready to lift you up out of your situation, over your problems, over everything. That's what God. Now, let me say this. We can't jump into heaven, but if we do it in Christ, oh. Understand what I'm saying. Paul said, in Christ, I can do all things through Christ who gave me the strength. My son got the strength from his daddy to do what needs to be done. If I just let him do it, he wouldn't have accomplished it, no matter how much he tried. But when the daddy came and grabbed hold of his son and strapped him in, took hold of him. He didn't take hold of me. I took hold of him. And I picked him up. And I carried him to his destination. Amen. That's the revelation you need this morning. As long as you're in Christ, you can get it done. Amen. Doors of the church is now open. We extend an invitation to anyone. The doors of the church is now open.